Last year he made about $35 million. He's got four houses. They live very, very, very well. And his wife still speaks longingly of the career he could have had as an accountant with a big eight firm.
My gosh.
And so, you know, there's no guarantee that, you know, that exposure and success is going to change things. But they are the only two things that do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dwight. All right, operator next.
Do we have an operator?
Let's just hope we have another next.
Well, I can live without the next.
Sorry. Yeah, my line was muted. I'm sorry. Our next question is coming from Timothy. Timothy, please state your question, please.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
Timothy Stewart.
Hey.
Hi. My question is a two-part question, quite a bit related. One is Microsoft, Google, Walmart, three companies that have amassed a boatload of wealth for their founders, have all done something with employee stock ownership and the rewarding of behavior with additional stock incentives. And so the question A is, what do you feel about that as an engine for growth for a company? And then B, in a company where there's, say, one individual who's owned their own company for several years, who's got cash, and who really wants to buy into the company, is willing to pay their own dollars out of their own pocket for an appropriate number of shares. So the second question is, how do you feel about that?
Okay, well, they're really not linked very well, so let's just deal with them as separate questions.
Okay.
And we'll deal with them quickly. Let's put the stock option and the shares of stock, the Walmart, Google type examples, just under the big umbrella of incentives. All for them. Fundamentally, I think every job should have some sort of ability for that person to get more than their fixed base wage, be that in cash or be that in equity or be that in a combination thereof or be that in perks, that there ought to be behavioral and performance-based, and that's the important thing, and you said it, these companies, specifically Walmart, the one I'm most familiar with from studying it, these companies have these rewards very clearly linked to reinforcing behavior. And so I'm all for that. You can do a lot of enforcement that way, in sort of a positive framework, and get great results and solve problems, and not with everybody, by the way, but
of course,
with some significant percentage of people. I solved, on a very simplistic level, I solved a horrible absenteeism problem with attendance bonuses. So I'm all for it. I think that their stock ownership, when it is earned that way, does have a attitudinal impact on some. It's not going to cross the line into quote-unquote ownership mentality.
Right.
Unless we're talking about somebody that owns, you know, 20, 30, 40% of the stock.
Sure.
But I do think it has some impact on behavior. It's more of a plus than a minus.
Got it.
There's also some argument to be made for some sense of sharing the wealth responsibility. As to the second question, but no one should ever think it's a panacea.
Of course.
You know, no one should ever think that, well, if I give them or I let them get stock and now they're all partners with me, that, again, the core nature of the relationship has changed. It hasn't.
Got it.
The second question.